Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Senator Ted Cruz is keeping the heat on the Obama administration, pointing out how lawless this president is. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this report that recently has listed all of, and not even all, but a number of the highlights of Obama's abuse of power. Matt, this is a presidency that is out of control. It seems as though they think that they are above the rule of law, even though sometimes they say that they follow the rule of law. No, they don't. They absolutely ignore the rule of law. And this president has gone time after time again doing things he is not authorized to do.
Well, that's right. And on the flip side, Senator Ted Cruz continues to show himself as a leader who is not afraid to lead. The report is The Legal Limit, Report Number 4, the Obama administration's attempts to expand federal power. The opening paragraph is, of all the troubling aspects of the Obama presidency, none is more dangerous than the president's persistent pattern of lawlessness, his willingness to disregard the written law and instead enforce his own policies via executive fiat.
Well, and there we've gone through, he's got a list of these different sections of point after point after point under executive nominees and personnel. The report also says that regarding that, he's made illegal recess appointments to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the National Labor Relations Board when Congress was not in recess. Now, there is a recess clause in the Constitution. It was essentially designed to allow the president to make these emergency recess appointments back in a day when members of Congress rode horses all across the country to their states, and they weren't there all the time. They couldn't get on an airplane. They didn't have these short recesses. They had longer recesses. And so in between, the president could make these recess appointments. Well, here, what the president did is actually made these appointments while Congress was still in town. Yeah. They were not in recess. He ignored the rulings of three federal courts of appeals that held that those nominations that he made were unconstitutional.
This is a president that views the United States Constitution as a hurdle to get over or around, not as something that he is commanded under the Constitution to adhere to. Listen to this. You'll recall back in his first administration where he appointed a slew of czars to oversee federal policy specifically because czars do not require Senate confirmation. Here he is getting around the Constitution, earning criticism from stalwart Democrats such as West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd, Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold. Remember some of those czars, Matt? People like
tons of
Holder.
We have a long list of them.
He's enforced abortion and forced sterilization. John Holdren.
Yes, we've got a lot. We have a Liberty Counsel has a long list of those czars. It also says in this report that as of 2012, January, the president's executive staff owed $833,970 in back taxes, his executive staff. So they obviously seem to think that they can just violate the law as well. As of 2011, $3,111,566 federal employees or retirees owed $3.5 billion, with a B, in taxes. So he has set the standard for just simply ignoring the law, and he gets people around him who does the same thing.
Matt, the thing that has really been the elephant in the room that has shocked the conscience of the American people has been this president's attacks on free speech and privacy. The list, again, we can't cover it all. It would take days, but he illegally targeted conservative groups for heightened IRS scrutiny. He weaponized the Internal Revenue Service, Matt, to go after conservatives and conservative organizations, and he continues to do so.
Yeah, and under this, he continues to monitor and target conservative groups by the IRS. He uses the IRS as a weapon rather than a disinterested agency. He uses it as a weapon to actually silence his critics. And we now know that they actually gave to the opposition some of the information that was contained in the application forms of these 501c3s, 501c4 organizations, so that they could use it in their opposition against the conservative groups. He also targeted Fox News reporter. Remember that? James Rosen? He falsely labeled him as a possible, quote, co-conspirator, close quote, in a criminal investigation. And that was done by a leak to try to ultimately intimidate him. I'm glad that Fox News stood strong and the president didn't get his way.
Well, this is this Obama administration, you'll recall. They were going to have monitors, FCC monitors, in the media rooms to intimidate the mainstream media into compliance with their talking points. And now there's word, of course, that they're going to go after Sean Hannity, people like Rush Limbaugh, conservative internet sites like the Drudge Report, myownbarbedwire.com. They're going to go after these sites to try to make them adhere to election laws.
Well, and he also secretly obtained phone records from the staff of the Associated Press.
This is chilling.
He wants, you know, if you read Rules for Radicals and you see the kinds of people that Obama hangs around with, he's going to be known by his friends. These are people who are radicals who ultimately have an agenda, and it doesn't really matter whether there's a constitutional protection. Their agenda trumps anything. It's, in other words, the end justifies the means. Any means is good, is permissible, I should say, as long as you want to ultimately obtain a particular objective. So he can have, like this, under this report that Senator Ted Cruz has released, he's had meetings with lobbyists in coffee shops near the White House.
So they can avoid the log and the reporting requirements.
So they don't have to log the lobbyists coming into the White House. So the president goes out to a coffee shop and his staff goes out to coffee shops and meets with lobbyists. That way they don't have to log the visit.
Unbelievable. Ted Cruz talks about other lawless acts. There's just a number of them. Just here's one. Who can forget Fast and Furious? He illegally sold thousands of guns to criminals in the operation known as Fast and Furious and then refused to comply with congressional subpoenas about the operation. Stonewalling is central to this administration.
And he dismissed charges filed by the Bush administration against the new Black Panther Party members who were videotaped. Remember this one? Intimidating voters at the Philadelphia polling station during the 2008 election. Why? Well, because the person who was head of that investigation, who now, by the way, he's nominated and is head of the Department of Labor, said that these laws do not apply to white people. What? I don't remember reading that in the civil rights laws.
That's this notion that there's no such thing as reverse racism, and that it just, again, it's that progressive mentality that boggles the mind. Illegal to the core. He dismissed charges. Oh, you just, okay, we said, argued for expansive federal powers in the Supreme Court, which he has rejected the administration's arguments unanimously 9 times since January 2012.
And then there's other abuses of power that he has listed there as well. He obviously claimed the Fort Hood shooting was a workplace violence rather than terrorism. That was just an absolute cover-up. He also told Nassau administrators to find ways to reach out to the Muslim world. Nassau, I thought that they were involved in science and rockets and space exploration.
Has intimidated military personnel and muzzled the speech of military chaplains. He sued fire departments saying their multiple choice open book written exam tests were racially discriminatory, and he gave 23,994 tax refunds worth more than $46 million to aliens here illegally using the same address in Atlanta, Georgia. The same address. Clearly a scheme.
Well, he has under abuses of power 26 items. We don't have time to go through all of those. I would encourage you to read the report. You can go to libertycouncil.com and sign the petition to ask for members of Congress to institute impeachment proceedings against President Obama. The website is libertycouncil.com. Now go to libertycouncil.com for more information, not only on this, but other emails you can sign up for. You can sign up for the Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action grassroots emails. They're two different emails. We address different kinds of things with those. Liberty Council is our 501c3. Liberty Council Action is our 501c4. Go to libertycouncil.com. You can sign up for both of them. And there's current petitions there now, including impeach Obama, right there on the website. For more information on how you can get involved to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life and the family, Get involved with Liberty Counsel. You can go to our main website as well, lc.org. In any of our websites, you can make online credit card contributions to Liberty Counsel. You can send in your contribution to the address on the webpage at lc.org. If you have questions regarding family, faith, or freedom, call us today, toll-free, 1-800-671-1776. That's 1-800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.